Now in chapter 20, we have here Ahab's campaign against Syria, against Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria. And God is permitting the enemy now to come in from the outside. Up to this time, God had not permitted it at all. We are told, though, that God promised a victory even to Ahab. Verse 13, "Behold, there came a prophet unto Ahab, king of Israel, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Hast thou seen all this great multitude? Behold, I'll deliver it into thine hand this day, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. And Ahab said, By whom? He said, Thus saith the Lord, even by the young men of the princes of the provinces. Then he said, Who shall order the battle? And he answered, Thou. Now God gave this man an opportunity. We hear a great deal about lost opportunities and about opportunity knocking only once at the door of every man. I think opportunity stands at the door and just keeps knocking. But now Ahab is promised a victory, and God gives him a great victory over the Syrians. But the prophet, verse 22, came to the king of Israel and said unto him, Go strengthen thyself, and mark and see what thou doest. For at the return of the year, the king of Syria is going to come against thee. I've given you a victory now, but you be careful. You don't return back to the worship of Baal. I've demonstrated that I'm your God, the living God. And we are told that the king of Syria coming, and this is a very vivid picture in verse 27, children of Israel pitched before them like two little flocks of kids, but the Syrians fill the country. And we find here that, again, he's given a victory, but he made the mistake of sparing Ben-Hadad. You see, he was told that he's to eliminate the enemy. There is no compromise with sin, friends. God never permits that. And that's exactly, of course, what this man Ahab does. Why is it today that judges let off criminals? It's because they've got a guilt complex themselves, my friend. They feel guilty themselves, and they know they're sinners. And it's almost like pointing the finger at themselves. And therefore, with that guilt complex, it's very hard for a sinner to judge another man. Ahab couldn't go through with it.